जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तेरा वनचारी, जमुना तेरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तेरा वनचारी, जमुना तेरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय राधा माधव, राधा माधव जय राधा माधव, जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे। जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम। जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदशिष्य मत अभयचरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन ब्यूटी फाउंडराचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस ले प्रभुपाद की। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदशिष मत भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसविता गोशिल प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललित विशाखाजीव की श्री श्री निताय गौर सुंदर की श्री गंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की समवेत गौर भक्त बिंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज गुरु एंड गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादं सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरदिश्ये नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंध जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नष्टिकी। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 25। Chapter is entitled Krishna Lifts Govardhan Hill, text number 2. Ganam samvartakam nama meghanam chantakarinam indra prachodayat krudhya वाक्यं चेष मन्नुते वाक्यं चाहेष मन्नुत गणं संवर्तकं नाम मेघानां चान्तकारिणं इन्द्र प्रचोदयत् क्रुद्ध वाक्यं चाहेष मन्नुत गणं संवर्तकं नाम मेघानां चान्तकारिणं इन्द्र प्रचोदयत् क्रुद्ध वाक्यं चाहेष मन्नुत। Vaishnavis, गानम द ग्रुप संवर्तकम नाम नेम्ड संवर्तक मेघानम ऑफ क्लाउड्स च एंड अंतकारिनम हू इफेक्ट द एंड ऑफ द यूनिवर्स इंद्र इंद्र प्रचोदयात् सेंट फोर्थ क्रुद्ध एंग्री वाक्यम वर्ड्स च एंड आहो स्पोक ईशमानी फॉल्सली थिंकिंग हिमसेल्फ द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर उत इंडेड Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Angry Indra sent forth the clouds of universal destruction, known as Samvartaka. Imagining himself the supreme controller, he spoke as follows. Purport. The word Ishomani here is very significant. Indra arrogantly considered himself to be the Lord, and thus he exhibited the typical attitude of a conditioned soul. Many thinkers in the 20th century have noted the exaggerated sense of individual prestige characteristics of our culture. Indeed, writers have even coined the phrase, the me generation. Everyone in this world is more or less guilty of the syndrome called Ishomana, or proudly considering oneself the Lord. Mukham karati vachalam pangul langhayati giring jatkripata mahamande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya ishwaram. Hare Krishna. At the beginning, I would like to take the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas assembled here so that I can speak according to Sadhu Guru and Shastra and according to the teachings of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we have been hearing from this pastime. So lifting of Govardhan Hill is very, very important pastime, and devotees love Govardhan. So that's why devotees love these pastimes also. So before we come to the topic of the verse today, because in this verse the main theme is the pride of Indra, anger of Indra, the angry Indra. He become very, very angry. So before discussing that, we'll try to understand the position of Govardhan. Then we'll discuss this verse, which has been explained wonderfully by Sukadeva Goswami. So it is explained by Srila Rupa Goswami that Mathura is superior to Vaikuntha planets. Vrindavan is superior to Mathura. Govardhan is superior to Vrindavan. And Radhakund is the supermost. Radhakund is the supermost place in the whole creation. And Rupa Goswami has explained why, but there is explanation also according to different levels of rasa, which is very, very interesting for the Gauriya Vaishnavas to understand. So all of us know that we can serve the Supreme Lord in five primary rasas: Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. Neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental and conjugal. Since Vaikuntha, the primary rasa is servitorship, dasya. Still, there is the element of shantya and half of sakhya. So in Vaikuntha, the Lord is served in two and a half rasas. But in Mathura, Krishna is served in all five rasas. That's why Mathura is superior to Vaikuntha. You may ask, in Vaikuntha, Lakshmis are also there. Although Lakshmis are there, but their mood is in the mood of servitorship. Although the relationship is conjugal, but mood is servitorship. That is the primary mood in Vaikuntha planet. So in Mathura, the Lord is served by five different rasas. In Vrindavan, also, the Lord is served in five different rasas. Then why Vrindavan is superior to Mathura? Because there is a difference. Although the devotees of Mathura serve Krishna in five different rasas, but this rasa is mixed with Aishwarya Jnana. Although they serve Krishna in Mathura out of love, but they also know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. But in Vrindavan, devotees are serving in a mood of sweetness, madhurya. The element of opulence is not there. We should not think that there is no opulence in Vrindavan. People think like that. The opulence of Vrindavan is much more than the opulence of Dwarka. But that opulence has no value as compared to the love of the Vrajavasis. Relationship, the intimate relationship is the predominant feature of Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada explains what is the meaning of sweetness. Sweetness means the intimacy between the lover and the beloved. So that intimacy is known as sweetness. Mother Devaki is also the mother. Mother Yashoda is also the mother of Krishna. But there is a difference. When Krishna appeared in Kansa's prison, Krishna appeared as Lord Narayan. Then he transformed himself into 200 Krishna form. So Mother Devaki is well aware that Krishna is my son, but at the same time, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But see how Mother Yashoda treats Krishna in Vrindavan. So this is the month of Damodar, and the pastime of Damodar happened in this month on Deepavali day. So on that day, Balaram was not there. So generally some significant pastime takes place when Balaram is not there. Because Mother Yashoda cannot discipline Krishna, because whenever there is problem, Krishna takes shelter of Balaram and Mother Rohini. And he becomes out of control of Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda becomes frustrated. But on that day, Mother Yashoda thought that this is the day I can do my job properly, because Balaram is not there. So all of you know that Mother Yashoda was bound. Then when Balaram came back, so Krishna immediately lodged a complaint. And he was in a very interesting tone. He said, "What's going on? You are here. And in your presence, such an injustice. I am bound, I am arrested. What's going on? I am abused. And in front of you, abuse is happening. He told everything, whole complaint, except who did that service to him. He never said that. So Balaram became very angry. And he was shouting, screaming, who did that? Who did that? And Mother Yashoda was listening to Balaram. And after some time, Mother Yashoda said, I have done it. You have any problem? As soon as Balaram came to know that Mother Yashoda bound Krishna, his energy level little went down. But still he was trying. So he started giving lecture. You know who is Krishna? He said, yes, tell me who is Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. He said, Ahang Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarva. He started giving lecture about Krishna. Then Mataji says, okay, so Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very good. So who are you? He said, me. I am Ananta Shesh. I am Sankarshan. I am holding all the universes. He started giving his own lecture. Then Mother Yashoda said, okay, so all the gods have appeared in my home. They did not find any other place in the whole creation. And they have to come in my home. And she took a stick. As soon as Balaram saw the stick in the hand of Mother Yashoda, Balaram ran in fear. And he told Krishna that I told you so many times that I can manage everything. But I cannot manage with Mother Yashoda. Why you did that here? So let you be bound like that, I cannot help you. So Krishna Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they feel helpless in front of Mother Yashoda. And that is Vrindavan. So that is the difference between Vrindavan and Mathura. So now let's go to Govardhan, the subject matter of today's discussion. So why Govardhan is superior to Vrindavan? Because although all rasas are complete by itself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was discussing with Ramananda Rai, how he was trying to establish the superiority of different rasas. And he was explaining that Dasa is superior to Santa. Then Sakha is superior to Dasya. Vatsalya is superior to Sakha. And Madhurya is superior to Vatsalya. So in Govardhan, primarily, Krishna has his pastimes with the gopis. But there are some sakhas also, but there is special categories of sakhas. They participate in Govardhan pastime. They are known as Priya Narma Sakha. Those who can interact with the gopis and they help Krishna's pastime with the gopis. So that's why Govardhan is superior to Vrindavan. And Radhakund is even superior. Why? Because in Radhakund, only one man is allowed. Except that man, there is no other man is allowed in Radhakund. So Radhakund is exclusively for conjugal mellow. That's why Radhakund is the topmost place in the whole creation. And Radhakund, Samkund are the eyes of Giriraj Govardhan. So gopis in Srimad Bhagavatam, they are glorifying Govardhan as the topmost devotee. Topmost devotee. So Govardhan is simultaneously devotee of God and also God. So when Annakut Mahasav, when offering was going on during Govardhan Puja, Krishna manifested himself as Govardhan and showing all the Vrajavasis, see, Govardhan is eating all of your offerings. So in that way Krishna established that Govardhan is none other than himself. So in that way Govardhan is Krishna and also devotee of Krishna. So one of the unique features of lifting of Govardhan Hill is that the devotees of all five rasas were together in this pastime. That's why Krishna was pleased with Indra. Although externally he was very upset, but internally he was happy. Why? By this pastime, Krishna could stay with all the Brajavasis at the same place for 7 days and 7 nights. Indra united all the devotees with Krishna. That's why Krishna was pleased with Indra. Although, for the sake of the pastime, he became angry. But Krishna was really upset with Brahma. And when Brahma was offering prayers, Krishna did not give any attention to him at all. Why? Because Brahma separated Brajavasis, devotees of Krishna, from Krishna. That's why Krishna was not so happy. So, any pastime in Vrindavan, unless Radharani enters with the picture, the pastime does not become complete. So in Govardhan Leela also, Radharani plays a very significant role. And there are few other pastimes, all five rasas are also present, just like in Damodar Leela also. All five rasas are present. Although primarily it is Vatsalya rasa, but devotees from all other rasas were participating in Damodar Leela. So how? Just because it's Damodar month, the monkeys, the milk, the yogurt, not monkeys, that grinding mortar, then the ropes, the milk, yogurt, these are the devotees in Santaras. So they participated in Damodar Leela. Then Nal Kuber and Manigreev, who took birth as Arjuna trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, they are playing the role of devotees in Dasyaras. Monkeys were in Sakya. In Ram Leela, monkeys were in Dasyabhav. But in Krishna Leela, they are promoted from Dasya to Sakya. And Krishna took care of them very nicely. And Mother Yashoda, the primary feature of this Damodar Leela, was serving Krishna in Vatsalya. And Radharani also came into the picture. It is explained very nicely that Mother Yashoda was trying with ropes, so many ropes. It is explained that Radharani started to bind Krishna in the morning, but ended in the evening. So whole day Mother Yashoda was trying. So it is explained that if you want to bind Krishna, we have to work whole day for Krishna. It's not a part-time job. So devotional service is full-time. Kirtaniya Sadahari. So Mother Yashoda could bind Krishna because she was putting his 100% endeavor. It is explained by Rupa Goswami that sincerity attracts the mercy of the Lord. So what is the meaning of sincerity? Sincerity means giving 100% for Krishna. When Mother Yashoda was giving 100% for Krishna, then Krishna agreed to be bound by Mother Yashoda. All the ropes were there, but two fingers, all of you know, the fingers, two fingers are short. Then Radharani came into the picture and Krishna indicated, Radharani, please give your ribbon. And when her ribbon was provided, then immediately Krishna was bound. So that is the feature of Radharani in Damodar Leela. So here in Govardhan Leela also, Krishna was lifting. Very easily he lifted. It was explained by Dinabandhu Prabhu that Krishna did not lift with the small finger of the left hand. He lifted with the left hand, just like a child lifts mushroom. But after that, he was holding with the small finger, showing Indra that how insignificant you are. He was trying to increase the anger of Indra by crushing his pride. And when Krishna saw Radharani, so Krishna could not control and Govardhan was shaking. So that is the position of Radharani in relationship with Govardhan pastime. So there are so many other things, but we have to discuss the topic today, that Indra's anger and Indra's pride. So there are many reasons of these pastimes of lifting Govardhan hill. But the primary reason is Krishna wanted to crush the ego or the pride of Indra. So pride or ego is a very significant stumbling block for our progress in devotional life. So pride comes from ignorance, avidya. Actually, root cause of our problem is avidya. Rupa Goswami also explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. What is the meaning of avidya? Not identifying our real constitutional position. It is known as Sarup Brahman. When we forget who we are, that is known as ignorance. And why it happens? Krishna bohirmukh hoya bhagavancha kare nikotasto mayatare jhapotiyada. Very interestingly, it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna bohirmukh hoya. One is Krishna unmukh, another one is Krishna bohirmukh. When the living entity turns his face away from Krishna, that is known as Krishna bohirmukh. When Krishna is at our backside, so what we will see? Maya. That's why it is explained, Krishna surya samo mahaya andhakar, jaha Krishna taha nahi mayaro adhikar. So avidya is darkness and vidya is light. So Krishna is light because he is the source of all knowledge, he is the source of all vidya. And maya is the source of all darkness. So we are in darkness. And our body is also made of avidya. Sarire avidya jal. Our whole body is a network of ignorance. And because of that ignorance, we identify ourselves with the body. That is known as dehatma buddhi. The intelligence which identifies with the body. That is called dehatma buddhi. We are not these bodies. Prabhupada's preaching was based on this fundamental principle. And that is the symptom of knowledge. And when Sanatana Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked the same question, because that is the fundamental aspect of our spiritual life. Even while Prabhupada was writing about Rasleela, there also he is talking that we are not this body. Because unless and until we realize that we are not these bodies, it is very, very difficult to understand any other aspect. Because that is the first line of the mathematical problem. When we solve a mathematical problem, if first line is wrong, then whatever you do next, everything will be wrong. In the same way, if we don't identify ourselves with the soul, then whatever we do in our spiritual journey, it will not have any effect. Rather, it will have negative effect. So pride is very, very dangerous. And Kunti Devi is praying in Srimad Bhagavatam. If someone is having four things, it is very, very difficult to surrender to Krishna. Because ego or pride stops us to surrender to Krishna. And Saranagati is a symptom of bhakti. And that is the essence of all scriptures. So Kunti Devi is telling Janma Aishwarya Shruta Srivihi. Four things. So taking birth in a prestigious family, high birth. Aishwarya having a lot of opulence. Shrutihi having high education, having a lot of knowledge. And Sri having beauty. So these are the four main reasons to have pride. The root is avidya. But these are the factors make us proud. Also, having high position. Indra has a very significant position, high position. And that makes a person very proud. It's natural. Prabhupada is very, very natural to become proud. And when we forget who we are, then problem escalates. Having position is not a problem. But expecting position is a problem. Having respect is not a problem. But expecting respect is a problem. But the problem is, when you get respect regularly, you start expecting. That is a problem of the conditioned world. That's why you have to be very, very careful. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrara Guru Prabhupada used to offer back obeisances to his disciple, Dasa Asmin. I am your servant. Right? And Prabhupada also has made a unique system of initiation by changing the name wonderfully. And whatever title we have, everything is changed when you are introduced into the initiation system of Prabhupada. Then we become Das. So one devotee got initiation and forgot the name. And he came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, name you gave, I forgot. Whether it's Samsundar or something like that. He said, you remember the second part? So yes. What is that? Das. That is the important part of your name. You are not Samsundar. You are Samsundar Das. But what happens in ISKCON, there is a system. Prabhupada has taught us that we should address other devotees as Prabhu. Right? So it's a hypothetical name. Don't misunderstand, I'm telling any Samsundar Prabhu or something like that. So when that Prabhu who got initiated, who became Krishna Balaram Das, okay, no problem. That is best. So he got a name, Krishna Balaram Das. But other devotees are addressing him as Krishna Balaram Prabhu. And the typical nature of this material world is that when you hear the same thing again and again, we start believing that. So this Krishna Balaram Das, who got this name from his spiritual master, he hears every day, regularly, this name, Das replaced by Prabhu. So he is hearing every day, Krishna Balaram Prabhu, Krishna Balaram Prabhu, Krishna Balaram. Again and again he is hearing. And he started thinking that maybe I have improved. I got promotion. So I have become Krishna Balaram Prabhu now. So somebody calls him, Hare Krishna, who is speaking? Krishna Balaram Prabhu is speaking. So now he is promoted from Krishna Balaram Das to Krishna Balaram Prabhu. His ego has reinitiated him. His spiritual master gave the name Krishna Balaram Das, but his ego has reinitiated him into Krishna Balaram Prabhu. But he does not stop here. Journey continues. In ISKCON, everything is Maha. Mahaprasad, Maharina, Maha Big Book. And that Prabhu starts thinking, what is the use to be a Prabhu? Let's become Mahaprabhu, perfection of life. That is the perfection of ego. And the last snare of Maya Prabhupada said to think that I am God. We should not think it doesn't happen in devotional journey. It also happens in devotional journey also. Because ego is very, very powerful. So how to take care of this ego? And when we are free from our avidya, we become free from ego. But there's a philosophical thing. So ego, I have made an acronym just for sadhaka to reflect on this problem and develop the quality of humility by applying this principle. It's easy to remember. E-G-O. I also have for pride, but ego is little, only three. So it will be easy to remember. E means engage in menial service. G, give credit to others. O, offer respects to others. So these are three principles. If we apply in our life, then gradually we can be free from this problem of pride or ego. Engage in menial service is a very, very important principle. Once the Vice Chancellor of Banaras Hindu University came to meet Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And he was telling him that I have questions. Those who are very intelligent, they have a lot of questions, natural. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada understood his mood and he wanted to handle him in a different way. So he told that I am very busy today, but don't worry. My disciples are there, next room. You can go to them and they will answer your question. She said, okay. She went to the next room. But that was not a room. That was a deity kitchen. And all the devotees, they are cleaning. After offering was over, they are doing the backup services. And this gentleman, he went to that room and said, your Gurudev has sent me to you. I have some question to ask. He said, no problem. We'll answer your question. But today what happened? Few devotees did not come. So we are a little late in our cleanup service. If you don't mind, can you help? The Vice Chancellor, somehow he agreed to do that. So he started cleaning the deity kitchen under the guidance of the devotees. So after cleaning was done, then one of the disciples started asking that, you had some question, right? He said, I had, but I don't have now. I got all the answers. This is the power of doing service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we have to serve in a proper attitude. Service is not enough. Because in service also there is ego. Right? Someone who is doing pujari service, he is thinking he is the best. Why? Because very personal service. Who is cooking, he is thinking he is also the best. Why? It is Radharani's service. Who is preaching Krishna consciousness, he said, Krishna has told. A preacher is the most dear person to Krishna. It never existed, it will never happen also in the future. Such a dear person I am, so I am the best. And those who are managing, they are thinking, what is the use of all this? I am the cause of all causes. If I am not there, cooking will not happen. I am not there, deity worship will not happen. If I am not there, preaching will not happen. So everybody is thinking, I am the best. So service is not enough to experience Krishna in our life. We have to serve with the service attitude. That's why it is explained, is the attitude, not the aptitude, that determines the altitude of our devotional progress. So attitude matters. So you have to have the service attitude. What is the meaning of service attitude? Desire to please Krishna. That is the service attitude. Anna vilasita sunyam, jnana karmadi anabritam, anukullana krishna anushilanam, bhakti ruttama. The desire to please Krishna. That should be the only desire. Any desire other than to please Krishna is annavilasita. So therefore, service is not enough. So Jananivas Prabhu, Popa disciple, serves in Mayapur, he said, we have three words in our life. I like it. These three words are enough to keep us bound in this material world perpetually. So we always say, I like this service, I like this service, I like. So that is not the principle of service. Service means what Krishna likes. That is the significant aspect of service. And that melts the heart of Krishna. Therefore, we should have that attitude. How can I please Krishna? And we can please Krishna by following his order and instruction. He said that if someone claims that he is my devotee, he is not my devotee. If someone is devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. That's why aradhananang sarveshang Vishnu aradhanang param tasmat paratara devi tadiyanam samarchanam. We have to serve those who are connected with the Supreme Lord. We should not try to serve directly because that process doesn't work. This is not the process given by Krishna. So first is engage in menial service, then give credit to others. This world, we all want to take credit and blame others. If anything good happens, I have done it. If anything wrong happens, he has done it. Right? So who can be a leader? Who gives credit to others and owns the blame? He can be a leader. So Srila Prabhupada, he is an ideal leader. When somebody spoke about his accomplishments, he always gave credit to his spiritual master. He thought that I am unqualified, I don't know why Guru Maharaj gave me this order. And after taking sannyas also, he was going through so many troubles, he was thinking whether I made a mistake by taking sannyas. He was not feeling qualified to take sannyas. He said, my Guru Maharaj forced me to take sannyas. He came in my dream and I was scared that Guru Maharaj is telling me to take sannyas. So he never felt that he is qualified. When he got the order in 1922, he never thought, oh see, so many disciples are there, I got the order. He never felt like that. He said, why I got it? I am totally unqualified. But he started adoring that order because that is the highest worship. There can be many objects of worship in our life, but the topmost worship is the worshipping the instruction of the spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada became successful because the instruction he got from his spiritual master became the object of worship in his life. And that's why he became successful, and that is the secret of success in our spiritual journey. So giving credit to others is very, very important. So Srila Prabhupada was there, and devotees were offering Guru Puja just like we do every day. So one South Indian sannyasi came from other sampradaya, and they are singing the Guru Puja Kirtan. And he noticed, he was a new person, he noticed that Srila Prabhupada was also singing. Devotees are singing Sri Guru Charana Padma, and Srila Prabhupada also was singing Sri Guru Charana Padma. And this sannyasi thought, what kind of person is he? He is worshipping himself. He had a doubt, and he approached one of the leaders there and said, why your Swamiji is worshipping himself? He said, why? Then he explained. He said, it's not like that. That we are offering puja to him, that's why we are singing Sri Guru Charana Padma. But Srila Prabhupada is not accepting that puja. He is offering back that puja to his spiritual master. That's why he is also singing Sri Guru Charana Padma. And that is the meaning of transparent bhaya medium. And he can be a spiritual master. So therefore, giving credit is a very, very important principle. Because if we hold back the credit, then what will happen? It will destroy our spiritual life. But if we pass on that credit to others, mainly to the seniors and also to the juniors and the colleagues, then what will happen? We'll be free from the danger of being implicated by the praise and respect, because that will blind us, because we have our own ego. So in order to be free from ego, we should always try to give credit to others. And then third is offering respect. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us that offering respect is a very, very important principle, and not expecting respect. Amanina manadena. Trinadapi sunichena taradapi saishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadha. This is the fourth principle, to chant the holy name constantly. So, in this world, in this material conditioning, we have a nature to expect respect and not ready to give respect to others. So the austerity, we do a lot of austerity, but very significant austerity is to practice, to offer respect. Srila Prabhupada writes, the characteristics of Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari and Uttama Adhikari based on offering respects. He says, a Kanishtha Adhikari offers respect only to two personalities, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Spiritual Master. And for him, nobody else is worthy of respect, because nobody else is devotee, because he is the only devotee. That is the mood of a Kanishtha. Everybody is in Maya except he. That is the conditioning of a Kanishtha Adhikari Vaishnava. So he offers respect to his spiritual master and he offers respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is Madhyama? Madhyama is that devotee who offers respect to each and every devotee. Whether he is junior, equal or senior, he gives respect to everyone. And who is Uttama? Who gives respect to each and every living entity. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, Sakale shamman korite shakati dehonatho jatha jatha tabe to gaibo hori namo sukhe aparado hobe hato. How we can be free from all offenses and chant the holy name purely, and what is the symptom that someone has received the mercy of the spiritual master? The symptom is that when he offers respect to each and every living entity, and that is the uttama platform. And we think, how it is possible? Possible is based on the principle of spiritual vision. And journey begins with the knowledge which is given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, where it is explained that who has knowledge? Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini sunichaiva sapake cha pandita samadarsina. So the symptom of a person who is in knowledge, who is free from avidya, is that he sees everyone equally. How he can see equally? Everybody is different looking. How he can see equally? When we see the soul within, then we can see everyone equally. That is a basic principle of equal vision. But when he is advancing more, then he does not see only one atma. Because in everyone's body there are two atma, jivatma and Paramatma. So an Uttama Adhikari sees Jivatma and Paramatma in everyone's heart. And wherever the Lord resides, that becomes the place of worship, that becomes the temple. So an Uttama Adhikari devotee sees the body of a living entity as the temple. And that's why when he sees a person, he does not see the body of that living entity. He sees that is the place, resting place of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in that consciousness, he used to offer respect. He offers respect to that person. And that was exhibited by Raghunath Das Goswami. We hear that Raghunath Das Goswami used to offer obeisances minimum 2,000 times every day. 2,000 times obeisances to the Vaishnavas. Because many people used to come and for them it's only once. But Raghunath Das Goswami used to offer to each and every one. That's why he used to offer minimum 2,000 times obeisances to the lotus feet of the devotees. In that way, he was showing the example how to offer respect to others. So time is up. So in that way, if we can practice this principle, then we can be free from ego, and we can be always reminded that we are the servant of Krishna, and then we can very easily progress in our spiritual life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande. Speak on the mic.
You have water?
Drinking water is there? No. Please be quick, time is limited now.
Isn't the desire to see Krishna better than the desire to please Krishna?
Desire to see Krishna is also wonderful, but desire to please Krishna is more wonderful. Because if you please Krishna, then you don't have to try to see him, because Krishna will come to see you. Hare Krishna. Let's see, try it out. You try your way. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Mike, please bring the mic. Question is that Giriraj is there, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then why in Kali Yuga he has to come? Giriraj is there. Very good, wonderful question. So Giriraj is there. So when Nityananda Prabhu came to Vrindavan. And he said that I was there in Vrindavan. But I was seeing that Krishna is not there. And I saw that Krishna has gone to Navadev as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So although Giriraj is there, but in every Yuga, Yuga Avatar comes and establishes Yuga Dharma. So Giriraj will be there, but he will not be there for whole Kali Yuga. After some time, already is disappearing. So when Govardhan will disappear completely, then what will happen? Real Kali Yuga will begin. Okay? But Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement will continue. But this 10,000 years is the golden era, and that was established by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because that is the service of the Yuga Avatar. Okay? So that's why Mahaprabhu had to come. Hare Krishna. Any other question? No problem. Give her the mic. We are not holding back anyone. If anybody has any service, they are welcome to do that.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, this question has come on my WhatsApp from one very senior Mataji, but she has asked me not to reveal her name, so I'll respect that.
No problem.
So Maharaj, the question is, so this term of Prabhu in India is only given to the men. When Srila Prabhupada was on the planet, everyone was called by Prabhu. The term Mataji is not the same meaning, especially the way it is spoken many times.
So, the thing is that it is a very sensitive topic, and I don't want to be the person of controversy, but how you address, that is not sufficient to give respect. It is the internal mood that is more important than addressing someone with something. You may say, oh, Prabhu, Prabhu, but if you don't have any respect, then what's the point of telling Prabhu or anything? The point is that we have to respect. That is the important part. When we deal with devotees with respect, then Krishna is pleased. But these other things, whether Prabhu or Mataji, these are the details. But the principle is principle of respect. And the position of the mother is superior than the father, according to Manu Sanghita. And I was initiated into sannyas order of life, and there it is mentioned that when you take sannyas, all your relationship is finished, except with your mother. And a sannyasi is bound to offer respect to his mother as soon as he sees her. That is Manu Sanghita. In that way you can understand the position of mother is superior to the position of father. And it is also the culture of India that position of mother is the topmost position in our society. But somehow it is not understood, and we have different other concepts. But whether we should address a lady with Mataji and Prabhu, for me is the detail. But the principal aspect is that we should respect. And we should respect everyone. That is the principle. Hare Krishna. Okay. So he's asking that how to practice this principle of offering respect practically. So Mahaprabhu, by his own example, established that principle. So he offered respect to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, forget about Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the social order. So Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a grihastha. But Mahaprabhu offered respect to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Then Jagannath Das Babaji used to offer respect to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada had a system that before any sannyasi disciple comes to see him, he has to see one of his guest disciples to offer obeisances to him first, then come to see him. So by this, that ashram is not the primary principle. Advancement in Krishna consciousness is the principle. Advancement in Krishna consciousness is the purpose of life. That's why Mahaprabhu is telling sannyasa kiva prayojan, prem prayojan. The goal of our life is not to become a disciple of some guru. The purpose of our life is not to become sannyasi or a brahmana or something like that. The purpose of our life is to attain love of Godhead. That is the real purpose. And whatever needs to be done to get that, we should do it. And offering respect to others is a principle, if we practice, that helps us to achieve that goal of our life. That's why Mahaprabhu stressed so much that we should offer respect to anyone and everyone. Generally, sannyasi does not have to offer respect to other varnas, other ashramas, because he is the guru of the whole varnashram system. But Mahaprabhu did not exhibit like that. He used to offer respect to all other ashrams. So in that way, he is establishing the higher principle of Krishna consciousness, which is beyond varna and ashram. At the same time, we have to maintain the etiquette of varna ashram also. We cannot go extreme. That's why we should have a balance in our life. But we have to learn. That's why Prabhupada has introduced every day. In the morning, we do Banchakalpatarubhaschakrupasindubhayavacha Patitanang Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namaha. And we should offer respect to seniors. Who is senior? It's a big question, a million-dollar question. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, who is superior in varna, he is senior to me. Just like a Brahmana is superior to Kshatriya. A Kshatriya is superior to Vaishya. Someone is a senior based on ashram. So sannyasi is above grihastha in varnashram. So sannyasi is senior. Who has taken initiation before me, he is senior. Who is elderly than me, he is senior. So these are different ways to determine someone is senior or not. But these are not the primary criteria. So who is senior to me? Who is more advanced than me in Krishna consciousness? He is senior to me. So Sukadeva Goswami was the junior most in the assembly. But he was given the senior most position because he is the person of that caliber. Sukadeva Goswami, 16 years old boy. So age and other criteria is not important. Who has realized Krishna? Je bhaje, se boro. Who has understood, realized Krishna, he is senior. That is the principle. And how do you know who has realized or not? So careful devotees, they offer respect to anyone and everyone. Because you never know who has realized Krishna. It's not an external thing. It's an internal experience of a person. That's why principle of respect has to be applied to any and everyone. Hare Krishna. So we'll end now. So time is up. Yes, no, multiple choice.
Is the effect of listening to Harinam Sankirtan as same as chanting the beads?
He wants to know if chanting Harinam Sankirtan is the same effect as chanting on beads.
Our Sankirtan minister is here. What do you think? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Swami Maharaj.
Congregationally. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay?
I want only yes or no.
Is Harinam Sankirtan more important than chanting on beads?
Yes.
Yes. You wanted yes or no, I gave you yes.
Yes. Last question.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. First of all, thank you very much for the wonderful class. Maharaj, we read many messages, scriptures, we hear very often that the purpose of our service is to please Krishna, and we believe that. What happens is that if you are good at some service, you get praised. And the question that comes to mind is, am I doing this really to please Krishna, or because I enjoy the praise I get? How can I tell?
How?
How can I tell whether I'm actually doing this to please Krishna, or because
tell
I
who?
Praise I get?
Tell who? You want to tell or you want to know?
Sorry.
I could not understand that. How do I know or how?
How do I know if I'm doing the service to please Krishna really?
Okay. So there are different ways you can understand it. So when Krishna is pleased, then you will be satisfied. You will become santushta atma. You will not hanker for anything and lament for anything. You will be completely satisfied. When Krishna is pleased, everybody, including yourself, will be completely satisfied. So if you are satisfied in Krishna consciousness, that is a symptom that you are doing for the pleasure of Krishna. That is one of the symptoms. Okay? Hare Krishna. There is another way. Krishna is represented by his devotees. And Krishna is represented by spiritual masters. When spiritual masters and devotees are pleased with you, that is a signal or symptom that Krishna is pleased with you. Hare Krishna. Okay, then we end here. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। समवेत वक्तविंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल।